This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All right. Salaam alaikum and welcome to Woke Wednesdays. Woke. We're going to get woke. Right. We're going to get enlightened. It's all about being the best of in ourselves. And I have a very special guest today. Very, very special because, you know, we're talking about the health and the body and the soul connection, right, of eating well. And there is no one better that I could think of having other than my best friend, Suzanne Barakat, best friend of now going on 11 years, mashallah, 12 years. And so I would love to have Suzanne Barakat. Welcome, mashallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam. So Suzanne, mashallah, has her bachelor's in biology, and she's also has her master's in education. So 7 years of training in biology teaching, mashallah, and now she's soon to become an NTP, which is a nutritional therapy practitioner. But really, the most important thing is she has been a soul sister to me and my health buddy. So welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you. I feel so blessed to be here. And
I'm excited to share our health journey together and hopefully, inshallah, inspire all the beautiful sisters around us. Inshallah.
Yes, yes. So we want to just share with you what we went through. This was about, was it 8 years ago?
It was 8 years ago, 2012.
8 years ago, yes. So the funny story behind this is that for 1 year, my husband was talking to me about paleo. And I was like, I'm not giving up bread. I'm not giving up rice. I was very like not into it. Then we had an iftar that you all were there and some friends, and he pitched it. He pitched the paleo, and you all were on board. And I felt
I was on board right away. Yeah, it sounded really, really good because it was just perfect timing for me. Right about that time,
I had just found out that I had high cholesterol, and for 2 months, you know, I was doing what you know the doctors say to do to, you know, to cut down on fat and I hadn't seen a change and my weight wasn't changing. You know, I was overweight at the time. Mm-hmm. And, I was kind of doing my own thing for a couple of months and I wasn't seeing results. So right when you all talked about it, I'm like, I'm in.
And you were sold. I felt like I was obligated to get on board. And we did this. We did like it was that 30-day challenge. We got ourselves into changing our eating pattern. We started exercise. We were doing insanity workout, which was completely insane.
Completely insane, you know, but that was one of the keys is we said it's 30 days. We didn't want to overwhelm ourselves. We said, we'll try it. Let's see how it goes and let's see how we feel. And then just all in the same day, yeah, we started the insanity and it was literally overnight.
It was.
And we were fasting as well for part of it.
You're right. And I think the greatest thing about that was that we were doing it together. We were supporting one another and we started seeing results. And what changes did you notice? Because I know that for you, it was more than just losing the weight. It was, you know, the doctor had said you're going to need to take cholesterol medication if you don't get this under control, right?
Absolutely. And that's the last thing I wanted to do was to take statins. You know, I wasn't, you know, I was under 40 at the time. And, you know, I said, you know, no, I'm too young for this. And there has to be a better way. And I had previously gotten my health coach certification. And I knew that I should be able to manage this through diet. And so I had never heard, you know, even though, you know, I was in the health industry, hadn't heard much about paleo. And it sounded interesting. It sounded a little bit, you know, extreme, but still manageable. And I was ready for, you know, ready for that change. And like you said, the key really was that we were doing it together, that we were supporting each other. We were motivating each other. You know, it was crazy, Hale. You know, we wouldn't sleep sometimes until, like, we'd be fasting all day and then we'd break our fast. with, you know, a healthy paleo iftar. And then we do what we needed to do. And then it'd be like midnight and I'd get a text. Did you do your workout? I'm like, no, did you? No, do let's it. Do it.
Sometimes it was at 1 a.m. I remember actually, yes. There were times where it's like, oh my God, we didn't do our workout. And it would be 1 a.m. and we would do it and report to each other. And the importance of having that support is critical. I think that is, you know, in any area of our life, whenever we want to make improvement, mm-hmm. when you're doing it on your own, it's easy to kind of give up or to get discouraged. But when you have this, like the beautiful sisterhood and that encouragement, I think makes it so much easier. And what kind of results did you Absolutely. Get after 3 months of exercise 3 months. And paleo?
Actually, even less than 3 months on less paleo.
I remember it was like towards the end of October, which means it was 2 months. I went and got another blood test and my cholesterol was back into the normal range. I wasn't just borderline, you know, it was well into the high range, you know, enough to concern my doctors and say that, you know, I should take statins. And so in just 2 months, and I do have to say the month before that,
before paleo, I was careful. I was health conscious. I had started exercising, nothing like insanity, you know, walks and, right. You know, a little bit of aerobics here and there. But, you know, alhamdulillah, the best part of it was I just felt energized. My cholesterol was down into a normal range. And then, you know, just the weight loss, you know, it was just, you know, happening,
you know, so quickly. And I just felt so, you know, satiated as well. You know, I wasn't hungry. I felt so good eating whole
foods. And mashallah. Yes. Tell me what, I know that the weight loss wasn't the focus, but it was a nice side benefit. What was the result?
It absolutely was more than I expected. You know, I was, you know, I won't talk weight. I don't even tell my husband and my kids the other day. And no one's going to know my weight.
No one needs to know.
Doctor will know. Yeah. Right. I am taller, alhamdulillah. So, you know, that accounts for anyway, I can talk sizes. So yeah. I had gotten up to size 14.
Size 14.
Which for me, you know, that a size US 14.
Right.
And those were even getting snug. And then, you know, those were big. And, you know, I went to 12 to 10, you know, to 8. And then with your encouragement, come on, let's do this. We got to finish our insanity. You know, you can, let's keep going. I got down to a size 6, you know,
Mashallah.
And I was focusing, you know, on that. That was just a fringe benefit. You know, that was right. You know, the cherry on top, the icing on the
yes.
cake.
Yes. And you know, the thing is that really we're not focusing about the weight. And I mean, I did lose 20 pounds myself and I felt, I felt like I was 25 again. Right. And I was at that time I was in my 40s and early 40s. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like we felt so energized.
And that was,
alhamdulillah. Benefits. And so the whole purpose behind, you know, setting up this group is that we wanted, you know, accountability, right? You know, I told Suzanne, I said, Suzanne, you are way too accepting and nice.
When I just know how busy you are. And I'm like, oh, sweetie, I understand. You have so much on your plate,
If I tell you that I cheated, oh, I had this, she's like, oh, but you're so stressed. I mean, it's understandable. And I go,
your best, you know, just.
And I said, forward. I need accountability. I really needed accountability. I needed to announce it and not, and feel like I have to stick to it. So I did the Get Healthy with Hale and mashallah, it's just kind of, it's grown. It's a, you know, free Facebook page of just getting sisters on board, encouraging good health. And mashallah, now that, you know, you're pursuing this, this is your passion, you're studying about nutrition, and this is, you know, you want to change people's lives by helping them and inspiring them to be at their best health, right? So this is now, how do you feel about being a part of the, you know, the group, and what are you sensing?
I am loving it. As you know, I have been off of social media for more years than I can count now. You know, as I was teaching, you know, I had to just cut out Facebook
and I was never on Instagram. And it was just, you know, too much. I didn't have the bandwidth. You know, I was exhausted in every single way, you know, mentally, you know, teaching middle school and high school. And, you know, every year I would teach like 4 or 5 different grade levels. And so I was drained, you know, and so I just didn't have the bandwidth or desire to be on social media. And coming back, you know, you deciding literally, you know, just, you know,
September 1st, that was our date. Because we did that 8 years ago. 8 years ago was September 1st. Right.
We did, exactly. So we wanted to commemorate that same date.
And so on August 31st, I was like, all right, let me go back on my my Facebook page and, you know, get it going again, you know, and I had just like no profile picture up and literally overnight, you know, got on here and then it just kept growing and growing, mashallah, and seeing all of the beautiful sisters on there and their, you know, their concerns and their comments and their desire to be healthy and, you know, just wanting to learn more and just wanting
the encouragement. And really, that's what it's all about. Because 8 years ago when we did this, we, you know, we have our own support network.
You know, yes, you and I would check in several times a day with each other. But then, you know, we made a WhatsApp group, you know, Paleo Buddies, you know, and we had Najat who's also on our page.
Yes.
Our Paleo Buddies.
Right.
And a few more. Yeah, and it was encouraging. We shared pictures of delicious meals and just our experiences. And it's just so critical to have that support and encouragement to eat, you know, real foods, you know, whole foods, foods that will fuel us and be good for us. And, you know, it's just confusing because there's so much conflicting information out there. And so, you know, when somebody asks, are oats healthy or is coffee okay to drink? You know, there is a lot of different information, you know, but at the end of the day, we just have to do the best we can, you know, and try to eat as, you know, organically as possible, you know, whole foods that are not processed. And, you know, like you said, I loved your coffee video that you posted yesterday.
Oh,
you know, fats are our friends. They are not our foes.
Right.
Healthy fats.
Healthy fats. Because, you know, there is a lot of misinformation and there's a lot of things that we need to make a paradigm shift in how we view things. And I think that this is why it's so important to have experts, you know, such as yourself, to shed light on this information. And that way people have a fair chance at achieving their goals. Because, you know, some people work really, really hard and they just don't see results because they're doing the wrong thing. So this
exactly.
Just being healthy and holistic, right? Because we find a lot of times people could be very successful in different areas of their life. They could be spiritually, you know, very advanced. They could be successful in their careers. Mm-hmm. But what do you think is the role of health, good health within your life? And how can you improve in every area of your life when you have good health?
That's a really good question because, you know, really, you know, health infiltrates every aspect of your life in terms of energy, in terms of, you know, function of your different systems and dysfunction. And we don't realize how much what we eat impacts all of our systems and how many, you know, dysfunctions, you know, we actually have. We may, you know, think it's normal to experience, you know, bloating. Oh, I ate too much. Or, oh, you know, I'm having heartburn and digestive issues. Right. And sadly, you know, many times these are attributed to the wrong causes. And I think, you know, as time goes on and
with the functional nutritionists, like I'm thoroughly enjoying having Sister Nasheen Ahmed. And, as you know, if you look around in your communities, you'll see that there are a lot more NTPs, nutritional therapy practitioners, functional nutritionists. And,
you know, people more and more are seeking this help because, you know, we are generally, you know, as a population, especially, you know, in the U.S. and now, you know, several you know, most places around the world, mm-hmm. generally unwell. And once we get a taste, like we did 8 years ago,
literally a taste,
energy levels,
literally a taste of what it's like to eat whole foods and actually, you know, feel them fueling our body and have our energy just go through the roof. And then you just feel, it just improves your self image. It improves the amount of, you know, energy, you know, that you have to do to play with your kids, to, you know, just be the best, you know, mom, the best, you know, the best daughter, the best, you know, teacher, or, you know, professional in every single aspect, you know, of your life. And it increases your confidence because, you know, when you feel better, you know, when you're healthy, you feel better and you carry yourself, you know,
absolutely. And you're just happier and it's contagious, you know.
It is. And I definitely sense that with working with my clients, and as they are getting healthier, I see actually the correlation between healthy eating and overcoming some of the mental health issues as well, right? So mm-hmm. when someone is not eating healthy, they're more prone to have depression. There is that link. And I find that even controlling the bipolar disorder, that if you control your diet and how you eat and how you exercise and sleeping right, that can definitely play a big role. So that's why it's so important to look at things holistically. And like you said, when you're at your best, then you can give your best. And I think a lot of times that's the missing link, because as women, we, you know, and as moms and as wives, we carry so much. It's a huge role that we play. And if we're not taking care of ourselves, if we're not in good health and good shape, then we can't keep it running, right? We cannot maintain.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and it does have to be a holistic approach. It isn't just about the way we eat. It's about the way we move. And we, none of us, I don't think most of us,
don't take into consideration the amount of stress, you know, in mm-hmm. our lives. And we don't affect that. We don't realize that it can really affect our digestion and every single aspect, you know, of our health, you know. And it's stress will lead to, you know, an increase, just a stress response, which doesn't allow you to digest your food properly. You know, you have an increase in cortisol, and, you know, your adrenal right. glands are acting when actually your digestive system, you know, needs the
attention, and it can lead to blood sugar dysregulation and, you know, inflammation and just so many things. But luckily, you know, yeah, these things can be reversed through eating whole, real foods and just being conscious, you know, of what we're eating, and, you know, just realizing that, you know, what I'm eating is going to fuel and nourish my body. And you know, just asking yourself.
That is the key, that this food needs to fuel me. And so when you eat something and you don't feel energized after it, and I always see, let's say if I'm giving, you know, sometimes there's this, there was a 4 or 5 hour training I would give for training in moms, right? And after lunch, I would see the dip and I would ask, okay, who ate the carbs?
Yes.
Everyone's like half asleep, right? So it's when you eat food that's good for you, your body thanks you, you're energetic, you feel great. But if you're eating and then like you feel sluggish or you want to sleep, that just, it's not doing what it should be doing.
Absolutely. And I really experienced that. Again, you know, it was through the encouragement of you and your family that I got on paleo. And then about a year and a half ago, you introduced me to keto. And then that time, it was me that took a while to get on to, you know, it was a very stressful time. Right. And then you had started keto, and you're like, come on, Suzanne, let's do this together, just like we did before.
And I was like, really, you know, just you're mainly eating, you know, you're not eating fruits, you're not eating, you know, you're eating all those fats. And I said, I need to think about this. I'm going to research this a little more. You know,
yes, this is what I got for 55 days. I need to research this. And then our mutual friend, Najat, says, hey, I'm doing keto. You want to get on board? And then Suzanne's on board. I'm like, hello. I was happy. I was happy that you got on board.
I needed a few knocks on my door, you know.
I totally get it. I know. And we did that. Like, I was about 6 months that I stayed on keto, and I really felt great. It was just
me too.
Just that, and I missed it. I missed that feeling of being in control of my life, because I think what ends up happening is that a lot of us are emotional eaters, and when things are stressful, whether it's in our marriage, whether it's a pandemic, right? I think everyone gained during this, you know, during lockdown and pandemic, we turn to food because we feel empty and we feel that if we keep eating, that's going to fill the void, but we're going to end up feeling so bad about ourselves, and it affects the self-esteem.
Exactly. You know, and so often you've also spoken about that all or nothing approach. It doesn't have to be all, just baby steps, you know. So, you know, instead of, if you can't exercise and do a 30-minute, you know, cardio workout and get your heart rate up,
that's okay. Go for a 5-minute walk, and then maybe tomorrow a 10-minute walk. Or, you know, just if you're not to the point where you can even do that, just go outside into the sun and absorb, you know, that sunshine. You know, it's baby steps. And, you know, maybe gradually, you know, gradually changing the way that you eat, you know, swap out one or two of your comfort foods at a time for healthier replacements. And gradually you'll find that you're slowly feeling better and you won't want to go back.
And, you know, I think it also affects your skin. I mean, mashallah, I see you're glowing. And whenever you give up sugar, mashallah, tabarakallah, I'm like, you know.
You always notice. You always know.
You gave up sugar, didn't you? That's the secret. It's not that.
Or you'll be like, all right, you're doing some stress eating.
It shows. So yeah. I want to see, first of all, welcome all the sisters who are here, mashallah. And we're getting some, Sister Nahid is saying, congratulations, excellent work. I'm trying to focus on my healthy lifestyle. Mindful eating may help. Yes. And Sister Adriana is saying, I am always bloated. Yes. What do you have to say about the bloating? That can be an issue for a lot of people.
Yeah, that can be, you know, caused by many things. So, you know, even food allergy specialists,
you know, there are blood tests. There are many different, there's what we call pulse tests, you know, as well, many different kinds of testing.
But the gold standard, you know, what I've learned in as training to be an NTP, the gold standard of all of the testing is actually an elimination diet.
And that isn't so easy, you know, and I think, you know, deep inside, many of us know what's causing it. Like for me, I know that I experience bloating and digestive issues from dairy. Mm-hmm. Yet, you know, I didn't want to acknowledge it because I love dairy. Tell me to give up sugar, even though, you know, I do have a sweet tooth, but I know the benefits, and most of the time I don't eat it. That's easy. I'll give up grains, but my dairy, and that's one of the reasons I actually loved, you know, keto is because I could have, you know, all the dairy that I wanted.
As much cheese as you desire.
And I did. So, you know, that's one of the things that I'm doing this month is just trying to figure out, you know, and that's why paleo is really good, I thought, because I am giving up dairy completely, you know, being on paleo, giving up sugar, giving up all grains, giving up all, you know, legumes and, you know, pulses. And then
you gave up the dairy and you gave up grains and sugar.
Right. Exactly.
And it really affects. I see that the bloating goes down when you
absolutely
give up the
mine went away.
Yes, exactly. So my bloating by day three, by the end of day three, on day four I woke up and it was, you know, my bloating was completely gone. And so you know, and I had, you know, with keto, given up, you know, sugar and grains. And so for me, I know it's dairy. Now, which dairy products, you know, I'm hoping I can still keep my Greek yogurt. I don't know.
But what I'll do later on when I feel like, you know, okay, I want to test this out, but I also want to give my body, you know, a chance to to heal and have a break. And then I'll add things in, you know, what it, one at a time. I think I just saw a message saying from Sister Adriana saying she thinks it's gluten for her. So, you know, you can start, you know, with that by eliminating gluten, you know, and start by telling yourself, okay, I'm going to do this for 30 days, because that's what we did. You know, that's what we did 8 years ago. And then we continued for, you know, I think 4 months before I broke paleo, you know, and I, it might've been even more, you know, for you. I remember it was Eid about
you did keep it up. Well, I stayed on paleo, but I strayed a little bit, you know, like I would have some, you know, dairy or a little. And, we were really, really committed. You know, we wanted to keep up with it because we felt better.
And saw, you know, all the icing on the cake results as well.
Right. I mean, I think the most important thing was the amount of energy, because many people complain about feeling sluggish, right? And being at that time 40 and feeling 25, I think that was the most phenomenal experience. And so I want that back. And I'm really hoping that the sisters, you know, you join us, come on, it's a free group. It's on Get Healthy with Hale. And we have, mashallah, Suzanne Barakat, she's sharing so many wonderful tips. We have also Nusheen Ahmed, that is also, mashallah, giving a lot of expert advice. And everyone is being very supportive and sharing. And I think that that's what is needed. So red meat cause bloating, as Sister Hannah is saying?
Not that I'm aware of, you know. So red, you know, again, elimination diet, you know, I would try that, keep everything else the same, you know, and then eliminate that and see how you feel.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's a good idea. You know, Sister Adriana was talking about the gluten, and we found out that we have gluten allergies. We did the blood work and got a long list of things that we were allergic to, and we didn't even know. It was dairy, eggs, even garlic for me. That's the hardest. And the gluten. So we've been gluten free for almost now, I would say almost 10 years, and even more so. And I feel like, it's more than 10 years, but it feels so good. And give it a try. I like the idea of the elimination diet and see, are you feeling better when you give up this food? So tell me this, what do you encourage the sisters to do? Like, how can they get started? Maybe someone, you know, wants to become healthier, but they kind of don't know where to start. What would be your tips?
So some tips are, think of the most unhealthy things. Well, first of all, think of the three healthiest things that you're eating right now. Mm-hmm. And congratulate yourself on those things.
I like that. Think of acknowledge what you're doing.
Absolutely. Right. So what are those three things? And then think of the three unhealthiest things that you consume regularly. Mm-hmm. And ask yourself, what are healthier replacements for those things? You know, and start there. And, you know, just educate yourself. And because we are all very bio-individual, you know, paleo will not work for everybody.
Right.
You know,
and some people do paleo and then they realize that, you know, that they don't tolerate, you know, nightshades very well, you know, tomatoes and eggplants. And and keto is the same way. I had a friend, you know, join me on when I was doing keto earlier this year
in January, and she lost, you know, no weight. She was doing it for weight loss. And, you know, and she didn't see, you know, any results. But, you know, again, the best reason to, you know, go to start eating healthy is to just honor your body and honor your health and know that you want this body that we have been blessed with
to last you, you know, for the rest of your life and to be healthy. You know,
Hale and I went ziplining a few times.
Colorado.
The first time we went, we saw a 70-year-old who said, this is on her bucket list. And we looked at each other and said, we want to be ziplining when we're 70, inshallah.
So we were in Colorado Springs. We were ziplining and we see this lady, she's 70 years old, and she was ziplining. Mm-hmm. She said it was always on her bucket list. And we said, we want to zipline at 70. So in order to zipline at 70, you got to take care of your health during the stage. So it is very important. And for me, that is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. I have both my parents had neurodegenerative diseases. And alhamdulillah, I tested that I don't have it, but still I want to protect my body and I want to make sure that I do whatever I can, right? We don't know what our qadr is, but at least we can do our best to take care of it. And it's so important to have that sense of why, of wanting to be healthy, wanting to not have diseases. This one lady, you showed that video on the WhatsApp group, the 90-year-old doing CrossFit. Just, oh my gosh.
More muscles than me.
More muscles. Yes. She looked like a 25-year-old, her body.
Yes.
And yes, her motivation, I loved what she said at the beginning of the video. Her motivation is like, I want to go to the bathroom on my own at 90. So it's like, just having, like, you want to be healthy. You don't want to be a burden. You don't want to take medication. You don't want to do all that because it's just not worth it. Sister Samina, make sure you're on Get Healthy with Hale. And we have all these wonderful, so much information that, mashallah, Suzanne, you have been sharing with the articles, with, insight as far as, how had the importance of drinking water. I've got my water bottle.
Right here.
You got it.
Many, many things that are just foundationally important to our health.
Yes. So do you all have any questions? Sister Sadia is saying, can you please suggest some simple steps to start and stay on keto for health benefits?
Again, like you just said a little while ago, and like we posted on our group, is, find your why. So what health benefits are you looking for? And, envision them,
write them down. I have in front of the wall here, just inspirational things at the moment right now. Now is the time to start living the life you always imagined. I have that on my wall right there. Have little reminders for yourself. And take it, if you're not able to just dive right in, to plunge right in, take it, one step at a time, and don't be hard on yourself. So, if you do slip up, you just pick yourself up and next meal, you're back on track again. Oh, okay. I'm very sorry about my internet connection. It's just a bad internet day here. So just pick yourself up. If you fall off the wagon, get back on the wagon and continue moving.
Just take it one step at a time. And even if you, get weak, fall off the wagon, just get back on and not to be discouraged. Something that I'd like to mention with, the sister who said about, the blood thinners and all that, with traditional medicine control symptoms, but the holistic approach would be to set like a new nutritional foundation, right? So the goal is to get it off of blood thinners, inshallah. So using a holistic approach, what you could do is then inshallah, you don't have to rely on the medication and then you can, get all the nutrition that you need.
So you're supporting, what is foundationally wrong. Why are you on the blood thinners to begin with? When you support your digestion, when you are supporting your blood sugar regulation, you're getting the right fatty acids, you're staying hydrated, you're sleeping well, you're moving, you're trying to decrease the amount of stress. Yeah. Most things end up falling into place.
Exactly. And that, if we use that approach rather than being dependent on medication, and mashallah, you saved yourself from being on cholesterol medication. How many people do we know who are on, diabetic medication? We're not telling you to stop your medication.
Absolutely not.
That's not what we're saying. But as you get healthier and then you check with your doctor and then you will see that maybe you won't need it. Mm-hmm. This is the last question we're going to take. Sister Nyla is saying, I found that the balanced diet is more important in small portion because our body needs everything, protein, fruit, vegetable, carbs, and fat. Short-term, different diet regimens are okay, but long-term, they could do harm. Please let us know how long you will advise to take keto diet.
Oh, again, it's very different for each person, you know. So, you know, I know, you know, for me, after, I think you were on it for 6 months, you know, and you mm-hmm. felt great. You know, for me, I think it was more, you know, like 4 months. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I started maybe even 3 months, because I think once Ramadan came, I wanted to eat fruits. I was, you know, for 3 months. And then, you know, I felt like I needed to eat more fruits, you know, and I wanted to break my fast with a date, you know, and many times our body tells us what we need and we just have to listen. So pay attention to the cues that your body is giving you, and you'll feel it. Are you feeling at your best? Do you still feel energetic? You know, maybe get a blood test, you know, and just make sure everything is in check. You know, is the keto diet, you know, working for you overall?
So check in with yourself on many different levels.
I think that's a great advice, mashallah. And also looking at the keto, sometimes it's about getting maybe to your goal, and then the paleo is so much easier to sustain. I mean, I think we were on it for about a year and a half consistently, and I didn't feel deprived, you know. And when I was trying to decide, wow, we were in the grocery store buying all our health stuff at Sprouts, and then I was debating between keto, paleo. Then I saw all those amazing fruits, you know, I saw the exotic fruits and I saw the figs, and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna do paleo because that way you don't feel restricted, because I had gone off the wagon and I wanted it to be kind of like an easier thing. But you know, thank you so much, it's such a pleasure you on, Suzanne. I want to do this more often, and as you know, as we go through our own journey of good health. And the cool thing is, last time we did it just you know, the two of us and a few friends, and this time, mm-hmm. mashallah, we have over 1,000 sisters who are,
we have a tribe, alhamdulillah.
And you know, it's going to be exciting for us to keep reaching our milestones and encouraging each other. Remember, too much fruit stresses the liver since it metabolizes. So limit your fruit intake to 2 servings a day. Yes, we don't want to go overboard.
That's good advice. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's great advice. You know,
So just, you know, balance, make sure you get, you know, a lot from a little bit of everything, just balance and moderation. And because the more, do you remember that when you were on keto, when you started eating, you added fruits back in, it's only when you reintroduce the carbs, whether they're fruits or whether they're grains,
that's when you start craving them again, actually.
I don't have any, like, I have a sweet tooth, you know that. And Suzanne used to make the most scrumptious desserts. We had a halaqah at my home on Fridays, and every Friday, everyone looked forward to Suzanne's treats, right? And so we would love that. And but you know what's interesting is that now, since I cut out the wheat and the rice and all of that, I'm not even having sweet cravings. So I think that's important to realize. It'll go away, we promise.
Yes, it will. It will. And that is good advice about the fruit. So if you're eating fruits that are very high in sugar, you know, all day long, and you know, you're not eating as many vegetables and you're not getting your healthy protein and the right fatty acids, then, you know, it really does need to be a balance. And then if you're still craving sweets,
you know, you're craving comfort foods, that means that you just really need to look at, you know,
what carbs am I eating? Because when we get cravings, mm-hmm. that means that we are burning glucose, sugar, for fuel. And where is that sugar coming from? It's coming from the fruits, the starchy carbohydrates that we're eating.
Okay, when you're eating carbs, you are burning glucose, but we need to burn fat. So just be aware of what it
to
is
burn
that
fat
you're
for
eating.
Fuel.
Yeah. Yes. And we have Najat here. Yes. Salaam alaikum. And Najat is our mutual friend who introduced us. And She's calling you. Yes, Suzanne was the baking queen. Now, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I was crowned the baking queen.
But now she has upgraded to, you know, mashallah, you know, working towards being a nutritionist. And we're like so excited. I'm so proud of you and so happy about doing this journey together. And, you know, I know you have a lot of energy and enthusiasm, mashallah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do this. So we'll have you on.
We're going to do this, inshallah. All of us together. Thank you so much for having me on here.
Of course.
It's always a pleasure talking to you, sweetie. And it's fun to share our health journey with all of these sisters. We can all get healthy together and encourage each other. And we will, inshallah, all succeed.
And we'll be, you know, holding hands along the way and just celebrate our successes, inshallah.
Absolutely. So may Allah give us the strength, the determination, the perseverance,
and also
the positivity, right? And to be gentle, gentle and compassionate with yourself, inshallah. Thank you. It was fun.
Awesome. Thank you. It was.
Take care. Assalamu alaikum. Bye, sisters.